Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 7. The end. The end. Let me read the verse to you. Or at least part of the verse. 1 Peter 4 verse 7. The end of all things is near. Therefore, well, we'll go on to that in another discourse. Let's just deal with this statement. I say deal with, just brief thoughts on this statement here. You remember back in verse 5, Peter's already said, but they, that is the pagans, will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. The end of all things is near. The judge is ready, the day is appointed, and that day will come. There's no flowery statement here. There's no varnish. This is the end. Now, what does he mean by the end? Some commentators think that Peter was meaning the fall of Jerusalem. Well, I suppose there is a possibility that that might be what's in his mind. I think there's strong evidence that the readers here, most of the readers at least, for Peter were Jewish before their conversion. But I don't think myself that that is what Peter is saying. Others say that it could be death. Death is always near. Well, that's true, but I think in the context and in the general reckoning of Scripture, what Peter is talking about is the end. That great day which the New Testament, well, the whole Bible indeed, speaks of over and over and over again. The coming day when Christ will come, not as a babe in Bethlehem in the mangers and all the rest. No, he will come as king. He was king, Luke chapter 1 and 2, but in his first appearance. But he will come now visibly as king, bringing in the kingdom in all its glory, the resurrection of all the dead, and, as we know, the judgment of all men. Acts 17, John 5, and so on. And Peter says, the end of this age, the coming of Christ, the resurrection, the judgment, the eternal state, the kingdom for all the saints, hell for those who are unbelieving and refusing of the gospel, not trusting Christ. All this, says Peter, is near, close at hand. This is a statement. To Peter, and therefore this statement, and therefore the Scripture, and therefore to us as believers, the Scripture could not be more clear on it, more definite about it, more simply stated, more plainly, explicitly said. It does so frequently that we must understand that Christ is coming again in all his glory to raise the dead and judge all men. It is certain. It is close. Okay, it does seem a long time. I fully accept all the arguments there. But our life is just a vapor, like a weaver shuttle, like an arrow from a bow just flying across the sky. It passes so quickly. We know that in our own time. I'm at the age now, I look back over 50, 60, 70, 80 years, and those years have just flown by. They're gone. It's certain. Christ is coming. It's close. It's impending. And all things, the end of all things is near. It's not going on forever and ever like this. All things, all men, women, children, nobody excluded. Nothing of this life will continue. There is no evadence, there is evasion, there is no avoidance, there is no escape from this. There is no skirting round this. This is the fact. Now, that's all Peter is saying here at the moment. That's all I'm dealing with. It is a fact. But of course there are consequences to this fact. I mean, one obvious consequence is prepare to meet your God, believer and unbeliever. Peter has his consequences, many of them. Therefore, above all, and so on. Well, we'll come to that in due time. But now just leave this as the fact. I want this to affect my mind, my thinking. The end is near. The accounting day. The comforting day. The consolation day. The eternal day. I want that to affect my thinking. I want that to affect my heart, my feeling, my emotion, my desire, my ambition, my will. And I want it to affect my life. And I hope that these few remarks may do something to promote that for every believer who listens to me, hears me now. And not only the believer, but oh, that unbelievers would hear and realize that this day is coming and prepare to meet their God by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now. For as I've said time and again, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.